Good. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Hey. We are actually on Nun Hey on the top. We did the Mishnah yesterday, right? We finished the Mishnah, so we're on Nun Hey on the top. So, the Mishnah mentioned that the makom of the Shechit, the makom of Yishech, the Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur, which were brought on Shavuos, and the makom of Yishamos, and where you can recover the blood, is in the north, is in the Tzvon HaZara. So, the source for the Asham is clear. Right, the source is a little intro. The source of the Asham is clear because the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes said, according to the pasuk, it says the Makom Asher Yishchatu Esa Ola Yishchatu Esa Asham. That was clear. Just like the Ola is Shechet in the north, it says Veshachas Oso Yerach Veshach Safona. So to the Asham is Shechet in the north, and the Kibul Dam of the Asham is on the north. We said because it says Es Damo. We'll continue the pasuk. The way they read the pasuk, Safona Es Damo. That was the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes. Now the Gemara is going to bring the Makor. How do you know that the Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur are in the north? The reason why you have to bring a Makor is because you would think maybe the Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur should be similar to regular Shlamim, which is Shikitasam and Kibul Damam, to call Makom Bazar, we're going to see in a later Mishnah. So, Minolan Debay Tzafon. How do we know that the Makom Shrita Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur and their Kabbalah Saddam is in the north of the Azara? The Gemara says, we're going to learn out Mitatani. Rabbi Bar Chanan Kameh D'Rabba. Learn out from Bryce that Rabbi Bar Chanan said in front of Rabba. And this is what the Bryce has said. Right, we're talking about the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perakov Gimel, is talking about all the Karbanos that are being brought on Shavuot, on Atzeres. So one Karban is Vatsisam Sir Ezim Echo Batatas. You have a Sir Ezim for a Tatas. And it says, Ushnei Kibasim Vene Shana Lezevek Shlomim. And then it talks about the Shnei Kibasim, which are brought for the Zifrei Shlomim. So if they're in the same Pasuk, the Gemara is going to say, there's a Hekesh. So we kishon hakasav lechatas ma chatas b'tzafon. This is like chatas b'tzafon, right? Av shalmei tzibor b'tzafon. So too the shalmei tzibor are going to be in the tzafon. Hekish from chatas. The Tosos asks. The second Tosos, he says, well, what basically asks? Well, okay, so we're making a hekish to chatas. So make a chatas hekish completely chatas and say that it has to have four sprinklings, not just two that are four. Right. So he says. Tosos says. Well, iyamat nos lekalek shuiyeh lechatas. When it comes to the matnos dam, you can't make the hekesh to chatas because the rashi on the elba parakama, because when it's in on the first parak it says the word osa, right? It said osa damal mala ve'ein acheres damal mala. Only well, the chatas goes on top is like it pulls it out from the hekesh, even though it's also osa damal mala, but that's a different thing. So now the gemara says, wait a second, think about it. Where did we learn that chatas in the north? Chatos, right? It said the makom ha'ola sham yishkumash chatos. The Gemara's gonna say, wait, that's a hekesh. And what we spent the whole last week on, ain't the kachim. If something's wrong with the hekesh, it can't be chozim a lot of the hekesh. So the Gemara says, amar le rava, v'chi chatos mehechal ameida. Where do you learn chatos from? Me'ola. You learned that from Ola, right? The pasuk says v'shachar es chatos v'makom ha'ola v'chi dabra halam of the hekesh chozim a lot of the hekesh. So it's not really a real. It's not. There's a whole machlokes. I don't know if we talked about it. There's a whole machlokes whether or not. When you say v'shachas as a chatas v'makom ha'olu, that's really hekesh. Well, that means you shech it in the north, just like shech the ha'olu. Because it's funny, because if you at the end of the, we'll talk at the end also, but the end the matzkan of the Gemara and the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, when he says how do we know about the Shlamei Tzibur word shechted, he brings the hekesh from chatas. He still brings the hekesh from chatas. So it may not be a real hekesh. We're here, it says we're there. It's almost like it's explicit in the pasuk, but whatever. It says, because Avraham of the Hekesh goes around the Hekesh. The Gemara says, okay, we need another source to learn out that the Kifse at Seres, right, the Shalmei Tzibur are brought in the north. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, Midatani Rav Mari Bereid Rav Kahana. We're learning out from what Rav Mari Bereid Rav Kahana said. Right, the pasuk again, the pasuk says, this is by. The Kavan of the Pasuk is talking about the Zifrei Shalmim. It says, V'yom simchaschem v'modechem v'roshe chachach v'kodshechem u'tikatem v'chatzrosos ala losechem v'al Zifrei Shalmeichem. So you blow a shofar when you bring the olos and you bring the shlamim. Right, so it's clear that the Pasuk is talking about the Zifrei Shalmeichem, that when it says Zifrei Shalmeichem, that's talking about the Shalmei Tzibur. That's born on Atzeres. Why? Because the Pasuk says, u'tikatem v'chatzrosos. So with these Karbanos, you have to bring Shira and Nisuchayayin, and by Korban Yachid, you don't have that. So it's clear when it says Zifrei Shalmeichem, talking about the Shlamim, it must be talking about the Shalmei Tzibur. And what happens? It's Olos and Shlamim. So the Hekesh here directly to the Ola. We're bypassing the Chatas. So he says, So ma olah kachi kadoshim. So since like an olah is kachi kachim, and interesting, Rashi points out kachi kadoshim, which means he says nifsalim b'tzvul yom ubi yotzei ubelina. But he should really just say b'yotzei because tzvul yom, Tosfos points out on daf mem gimel, also applies to kachim kalim. Then it makes a comment. But nevertheless, he's a hekish. He says ma olah kachi kadoshim abzichei shalmei tibor kachim kadoshim. Zikrei shalmei tibor are also considered kachi kachim, even though shlomim, but typically not, right? Well, maybe they are. No, shlomim are kachim kalim, but shalmei tibor are kachi kachim because they are hukash to ola. So then, and to continue the hekesh, ma ola b'tzafon. So we have the hekesh. The ola is in the north. Af zikrei shalmei tibor b'tzafon. So too, the zikrei shalmei tibor, the shkita is in the north, and the kibul dam is in the north because the hekesh is now not rukatas but to ola. Okay. Tosos Dibramasu Ola says, okay, that's great. Now you learned out that you have to have that the mitzvah is to have the Shalmei Tzibor in the north. Well, how do you know that's the Ikuva? You have to have Shinela Kosov Laakes. Tosos says, the Intomar Ikuva Minalon the Minola. How do we know that if you don't do it in the north, it's possible? Because Dibi Ola from Ola, Loyadin Ikuva Elam Kaba Form Rakatas. By the Ola, we only learned that from a Kaba Form Rakatas. Because Rakatas repeated it. Because the tafel, the chassis, was learned from the ola, couldn't be more chomer than what you learned from the ola. But now we have the davar along the kabachomer again, based on last week. So an ola is learned down the tikuva from a kabachomer, and the halacha is davar along the kabachomer cannot be chosim alam the hekesh. So you can't pull the ikuva to the zifrei shalmei tzibor. So he says imlo nemar desvilek rav papa must be that he holds like rav papa. As Gemara said, the Dabar Lomi Kavachomer can learn to, according to the Mandamar, that Dabar Lomi Kavachomer is Eino Chosim Lomi Hekesh. How do you learn that it's Likuvo when it comes to Zifrei Shalmei Tzibor? So, that's, but if you look in the Shita Mekubetzis, the Shita Mekubetzis writes in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Peretz, he says that the Gemara over there, the Gemara Daf Mem Tes, had a second Teretz, right, that where they learned that Shita's always was suffering for Akeh. They learned it out from a different place because it says v'shachat es achatos v'makam ha'ola. So he says that basically that pasuk equates everything. So what I said before, everything in chatos is written by ola. Everything in ola is written in chatos. So you're not learning it out from a kavachomer. It's already in ola. So it's not learning. It's not double learning kavachomer. Lo mehekish. It's already in ola, and then you can learn it out. Because otherwise you have a problem. How do you know that likufa the gabe shidufei shalmei tzibor? Okay. Now, again, as we said before, based on the maskana of the Gemara, we see that the din shidufei shalmei tzibor that it's shachat in the north. Is born from a hekesh for ola, not from a hekesh and chatos. But the Rambam, like I said, in the Maaseh Karbonos Parakei Lachav Gimel writes, quote, he says, "Uminayim she'ain shofin kachi kachim el b'tzafon." And he says, "V'shalmi tibor hufshu lechatos." Interesting. Shenemar v'asisam sirizim echa lechatos u'snake v'asim v'nishdan lezedach shlomim. Which is the pasuk we started with, which we Gemara rejected, right? V'pikach hein kachi kachim kichatos v'nishvatim v'makum shchitoso. Compares it completely to a chatas. The Gemara ends up comparing it to an ola. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the question, asks the obvious question. He says two things. He says, number one, after you learn from the hekesh on the ola, you can also go back to the chatas. You see that it's the same, so maybe you go back to the chatas. But then he says, maybe the whole question of the chidabra alum, the hekesh, chosim alum, the hekesh, it's not, it's because, like I said before, it's not a real hekesh. Because it's, and if you say v'shacha as a chatas from makam ola, similar to the way Rabbeinu Peretz asked as the Tosfos question is that's not a hekesh. That comes to show that everything in Chatos is written in Ola, but everything in Ola is written in Chatos, unless there are other exclusions. Okay. Now the Gemara now asks, and now Rabbah asks, Ella, according to this, that we learn out that it's learned out from a is learned out from a hekesh to Ola, according to the Gemara, Rambam has this problem. Hekesh kama lamayasa. So the first hekesh that we said that the zikre shalmim are hukash to the Chatos, what do we need that for? Clearly a hekesh there. The pasuk says, right, series of mecha lechatos make a washing dishonor zeh b'shlamim. It's clearly a hekesh there. According to the Rambam, you have to ask the other question. So why the hekesh to ola? But nevertheless, according to Gemara, who's learning it, who rejected the hekesh from chatos to learn out tzafon, but what does the hekesh teach us? So lamai also. So Gemara says, no, ki chatos, it teaches us like the halchiva of the chatos. Ma chatos ena neachelas ela zifre kohuna, just like a chatos can only be eaten by male kohanim, so too the zifrei shalmei tzibor on Shavuos can only be eaten by the male kohanim. The Gemara says, wait a second. If that's how you're going to learn it out, I have another problem for you. I'm going to find another korban where the halach is clear that it's not only eaten by Zifre Kuhuna, yet I have the same type of hekesh to fasten. That's what Abaye asks. So Amale Abaye Ihachi, that the first hekesh teaches us that's only nefal the Zifre Kuhuna, we're going to have to say the same thing Gabay El Nazir. We're going to have to say the same thing by the korban that the Nazir brings. Right? Right? The El Nazir, right? That's the korban that the Nazir brings when he finishes his Yemein Zirasu with the Hara, and that's a korban shlamim. The pasuk says, the Hikri Ves Korban Ola Hashem, Kebes Ben Shnaso Tamim, Echad Lo Ola, the Kipso Achas Bash Nasa Tamim Lechatos. Okay? So you have the Isle Echad Tamim Lechlamim, and one ram is brought Lechlamim. Abbas Hekish Nachatos over here. So Hokinami Nema de Kishu Akasav Lechatos. So to here say there's a Hekish Nachatos, and Machatos in Nefel El Zifrik Huna, at El Nazir Nami in Nefel El Zifrik Huna. That's impossible, because you look at the bottom of the Mishnah, you look at the next Mishnah. I told the El Nazir, what does it say? B'nechol and the Cholada. We know the halacha that the El Nazir is eaten by everybody. But based on your hekesh, it's got to be eaten by only the Zifre Kuhuna. So Gemara says, wait a second, you have a hekesh, but we can ignore this hekesh. Why can we ignore the hekesh? Because there's another bimud that makes the hekesh impossible. What's that? Gemara says, Hafi Hasha, it's impossible to learn this hekesh. Hasha, by the El Nazir, it says, Kevin Dixiv, the pasuk says what? The Laka HaKohen as a Zroa B'Shelem in Ayel. That the Kohen takes specifically the Zroa. And then it says, V'hini Posam HaKohen Tukul Hashem Shem, and who HaKohen? So it says specifically the Zroa belongs to the Kohen. Right? Mechlal de Kule Balim Asile. The pasuk itself is explicit that everybody else eats it. So don't give me that Hekesh. My Hekesh still works the Chakas. That Hekesh still works the Chakas. Why Ba'el Nazar doesn't work? Because it's something else in the pasuk. It tells me that you eat the Hekesh. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second. Okay, fine. What about that Zroa? The Zroa is for the Kohanim. But the Kohanim has servants and has women and all these other possessions that should eat it. Right? So the Hekesh now should teach us that the Zroa should only be eaten by male Kohanim as opposed to the women or to the Avadim. He says, Zroa b'shev l'miya lotis alkal el zifrei kuhuna. So learn the Hekesh to Chatos to teach me that the Zroa is only eaten by the zifrei kuhuna. So the Gemara leaves off as two things. First is Kasha, and we know that Kasha doesn't necessarily mean it's rejected. It's a kasha, enough, it's a kasha. And then if it's a kasha, then what's left with, what's the hekesh to pass? But the Gemara says, no, I have another answer. It's 20. Eva is ema, it's a good question. Or it's not a good question. Interesting. Usually say Eva is ema, answer A, Eva is ema, answer B. Here we say Eva is ema, you have a kasha. Eva is ema, you don't have a kasha because I have an answer. I find that interesting. Eva is ema, you can answer like this. Because, well, see, the reason why the Zroa B'Shela is the Zroa of, right, the Zroa B'Shela of the El Nazir is eaten dafka by the Zifrei Kuhuna, Mishum Kachi Ikri. Right? It says Kachi by the Zroa B'Shela, Kachi Kadashim Lo Ikri. The Zroa, right, the reason why you don't say that the Zroa is only eaten by the Zifrei Kuhuna is because the El Nazir is not called Kachi Kachim. It's only called Kadosh. And therefore, we'll look at Rashi in a second, it's only Kadosh, and if a Kadosh can be eaten by all the Kohanim, but Kachi Kachim, then that would be, since it's not Kachi Kachim, it can't have a Hekesh for Kachas. So Rashi says, towards the top, Kachi Ikre, Zro B'Shela, when we look, see the Kachi Kadoshim, Shema Mino, Lo Ikush Lechatos, Lehechi Tahave, Aleya Chumra de Kachi Kachim. If the Hedge Meate, because it's an explicit exclusion, means it's Kachi Kadosh, Velo Ksiv Kachim. Then Rashi asks, wait a second. The Gabe Shalmei Tzibur also it only says Kadosh. It doesn't say Kachi Kachim. So why over there are you learning about the Hekesh? Right? The Gabe Shalmei Tzibur, Apa Gabe Tzibur, whom Name Kodesh, right? It says Kodesh. So he says, Kodesh you, it says, Kodesh you, Hashem, the Kohen, but Loksi Kachi Kachim. He says, no. Rashi says, Kevin, the Ksib, La Hashem, since it adds the word Kodesh, La Hashem, La Hashem equals Kachi Kachim. Kodesh, La Hashem equals Kachi Kachim. Right, Kevin the Ksiv Lashem, Lav Nute Hume Akation, Equal Mamer, Command the Ksiv Kachi Kachi Dovin. The Lashem puts it back in. All these brushes. Okay, that's that. So the Gemara then says, wait, okay, fine. Now that you're telling me that the Zroa B'Shela is not Hukush Lachatas at all, but for these halachas, the bottom line is, if you look in the Pasuk, there is a Hekesh to Lachatas. So what's that Hekesh for? It's not teaching us, right, it's not teaching us that, that it's only eaten by Zrifi Kuna. It's not teaching us that the Zroa of Shela is only eaten by Zroa. So what's the Hekesh? So the Gemara says, El Amai Hilchas Hekesh, bless you. Amarava, she in Dileth al, I have to say once, in Dileth al, Okay. So in Gilek al Acha Mishloshlam Yotza. Because what happens when the Nazir comes to when the Nazir comes to for Tahara, he has three Karbonis the Pasuk mentioned. So which you're supposed to be Megaleach, supposed to shave. Well, your hair is supposed to shave after you bring which Karbon? Rashi says you're supposed to shave after you shechted the Chatas. So the Hekesh is coming into Kula to tell me that even if the Nazir was Megaleach after he brought any of the other Karbonos, like he did the Shlomi first and then Megaleach, it's okay. He's Yotza. He's fine. That's what Rashi says. She'in gileich al achas v'shloshim yotza. V'chatas hu liyapo mishlomim. You're learning the chatas from the shlomim, right? Ma el nazar in ebiu yechidi v'lo chatas olu yotza. So too, by the el yechidi, sorry, that if you brought the shlomim without the chatas and the olah, and then you shaved your yotze, so too everybody else, when it doesn't matter if you shaved after any of the karbanos, your yotze. That's the chatas. That's the hekesh. Okay. We finished the discussion of kachikachim. Now we're going to talk about the karbanos that are kachikachim, right? The Gemara says, what's the story? We're going to start with the Toda and the El Nazir that we just actually discussed a little bit about now. The Gemara says, Ha Toda, right? What's the Toda? Korban Toda is brought by a person who had a nace done to him, right? It's the four things. It's Gemara and Baruch Zach and Dalla Bebe. It mentions the four things, right? Yordei Hayam, Bahokim Midvarios, Kavushe Beis Hatsirim Shiyotsu, and the Polish and the Trapia. He'll also talk about the Birkas Agoma, where it's the same idea, going on a plane, that Birkas Agoma, making the Baruch of on one way, or maybe on a round trip. That's a different time. He says, Batoda, the El Nazir, Kachin Kalame. They're Kachin Kalame. Rashi says Kachin Kalame means that they don't have an Ela. What does it mean they don't have an Ela? It means that they don't have an Ela before the sweeping. Right? That's what it is. They don't have an Ela. So what's the story with them? Shechi Tasan, the Chomachim Azara. You could check them anywhere in the Azara. Right? Anywhere in that whole lot. You don't have to be the north. Anywhere in the Azara. The Domon Tom, Shema Tom, Shein Arba. And let's bring them on the corners, right? Two that equal four. Okay? Nechlim b'chol ir, they can be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim, b'chol adam, for anybody, even non-Kohanim, u'b'chol ma'ichal, you can roast it, you can cook it, unlike the Pesach, that will be eaten anyway, v'yom v'layla ad chatzos, so the day you shechted it, that night, read the raisa up to in the morning, but the rabbanim, like the Mishnah and Brachos, up to chatzos. Famous tziv about Korban Toda, Rabbi Rosner always mentions, Korban Toda, with the Korban Toda, you have to bring like these 40 loaves of bread. Well, how's that possible? No one can eat them right away. You have to invite everybody to come eat Korban Toda. You have to, even the son-in-law. You have to invite everybody. Why? Because when it comes to Hoda, you have to include everybody. The whole idea is to be inclusive when it comes to Korban Toda. So it increases, when you have a nace happen to you, it increases the Kiddush Hashem by having everybody coming together. Okay. So he says, Nechon v'chalila, v'chalodim v'chalmaifal, v'yom v'la'ayil chatzos. And Hamuram Mehem, what's Hamuram? What's separated from them? Meaning, from these karbanos, even though the meat is eaten by the owner, there are certain halakim that are supposed to be given to the kohen. Rashi goes through what they are, right? Certain runtime. There's certain things that are given to the kohanim. I will say them outside. He says, from the korban tola, meaning from the korban tola, you give to the kohen the fuzz of the shok. They give him the thigh and the fuzz of the shok. Cause of the shok, thank you. And to give him four of the chalos from the four minim, right? And from the El Nazir, you give the Kohen the cause of the shok, the Zerov Shela, you have to give him one of the chalos matzah, and different types of the breads. So the Muram is Kayotze Behem. That's the same halachas like the other karbanos, meaning they can be eaten anywhere in the city for Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. However, Elosha Muram Nechal Kohanim, the Muram can only be eaten by Kohanim, but not non-Kohanim, but it includes the Neshehem, the Kohenes, with Nehem, the children. What do you mean the children? Shulchan Kohanim. Must mean the Kohanim, that's what it says. Right, the Kohen Nehem, Ule Avdeyan, and the Ever Kanani. Anyone in the Kohen's house can eat the Muram of the Kachik Hawa. Okay, so now we're going to try to learn out, basically, the Mishnah said that the Korban Toda and the El Nazir are eaten in the entire city. Now, in the times of the Mishkan, what was the entire city? That meant the entire Machne Yisrael. Wherever anybody was camped. Not outside the Machne, that's when the Torah went. Inside the camp of Israel. So Gemara is trying to bring the Makor of the Din, not going to be the Makor, the source, as to how you know that it was eaten even anywhere in Yerushalayim. Okay? So Tana Rabbanan. Bryce says, he's talking about on the eighth day of the Miluim, right? The Pasuk said over there, the Eschazei HaTznufa, the Eshok HaTruma, Tochlu B'Makom Tahor. Okay, so basically what happened? On the eighth day, Moshe commanded Aaron to eat the leftovers from his mincha and the muram of the El Shlamim going to eat them in the Makom Tar. Eat them in a Makom Tar. What do you mean a Makom Tar? So Gemara said, Amar of Nechemya, V'chi Rishonim B'tuma Achlam. So the meaning that the other Karbanos that were brought that day, which were the Siri Chatas and the Shiari Amincha, they were eaten in a Makom Tameh? They're still Karbanos, right? They also have to eat because it says, you have to eat them in a kosher place. So Ella wasn't mean Tahor. He says, Tahor, Michlau Sehu Tameh. It doesn't say Makom Kadosh. Makom Kadosh would mean the other Karbanos are eaten in a non Makom Kadosh. He's saying Tahor as opposed to it means Michlau Sehu Tameh. It says Tahor, but not completely Tahor, is what the Gemara is saying. What does that mean? Ela tar mechlau shu tameh, meaning tar mitumas metzora, even in the place where it's tar mitumas metzora, the place where the metzorim cannot go into, right? Vitameh mitumas zav, but the zavim are allowed to go there. And what place is that? The ezer zev, what place is that? Zem machme Yisrael. That's machme Yisrael, that's wherever the camps were, you know, inside the plans, right? And there's man based amigdash, that's inside the walls of the shrine. Tar comes to teach you, it's quasi tar. It's not completely tar, it's not completely tameh. What's that? That's in Yerushalayim. So that's where you learn it out from. Gemara says, wait a second. Ema, let's make the drush of the following. If you're talking about Tahor and Tameh, why are you going to the point, to a step, to allow it into Yerushalayim? Let's go to a different point. Let's say the Ema, Tahor Mituma Zav, let's say you can eat it in a place where it's Tahor from Tuma Zav, where Zavim are not allowed to go into, but Tameh Mituma Zmeis. But Tumas Smeis is allowed to go there. The Ezer is there, and what place is that? That's Machne Leviya. That's inside Machne Leviya, which would be what? Which would be the Harabayas. Harabayas, this could be Tumas Smeis, not inside, but on the Harabayas itself, you can have Tumas Smeis, but you can't have Tumas Zav. So say that, and then what would happen? Then the Kachin Kalim would have to be eaten on Harabayas, not in all of Yerushalayim. Gemara says, so Amar Abaye, if I answers like this, how are we going to know that the Kachin Kalim are eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra. The pasuk says on the eighth day of Meluim, it says the Achaltem Osa the Makom Kodesh. You have to eat them. It says the Achaltem Osa the Makom Kodesh. Osa, what's Osa? The Osa, the other things other than this carbon that we're talking about now, which was the Shlamim. We're talking about the Mincha that was brought on the eighth day. So that has to be eaten the Makom Kodesh. Osa the Makom Kodesh, the Lo Acharis Makom Kodesh. So what happens? So Abgei Lamachin Leviya. So now that every other korban is pulled out one section, it's pulled out from the Machne Kodesh, which is the Koser, into the Machne Leviya. So that's Osa. So now already we have it out into the Machne Leviya. And now when we have the drush that we mentioned, it pulls it out one more level to where? It pulls out one level to the Machne Yisrael, which is all of Yerushalayim. He says after the Machne Leviya, and then Hodek Siv the Makom Tahor after the Machne Yisrael. Makom Tahor then pulls it out to the Machne Yisrael. That's Abaye. Abaye is going to be the way we're going to answer, but then the Rabbah has to try to learn it differently. Rabbah Amar, no, look at it this way. The pasuk says, the Achatam Osa Makom Kodesh. That's talking about the Mincha. So Osa Makom Kodesh, the Mincha has to be Makom Kodesh, below Acharis Makom Kodesh, and nothing else has to be in the Makom Kodesh. So Afke Lagamri, that means everything else is taken out completely, right? It goes, it can go outside of Machon Yisrael, which means even outside of Yerushalayim. That Hadar Kasa Rachmano, Taku Makom Tar, then it says Taklu Makom Tar. It pulls it back. Ayla Lamachal Yisrael. It pulls it back into the Machal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, wait a second. It can't be. Ema Ayla Lamachal Leviya. Why are you saying it only pulls it back one level into Machal Yisrael? Pulls it back two levels into Machal Leviya, which is the Harabayas. So he says, no. Lechadim Alyan, Lechadim Alyan. It's only pulled back one, not two. The Gemara says, wait a second. But you pulled it out two. You say you can't pull it back one. You can't pull it into, but it's pulled out. The Gemara asks, Ihachya Pukenami, Chadim Afkin and Tachilom Afkin. You said that it was Makom Osav and Makom Kodosh, therefore Osav and Makom Kodosh and everything else is outside completely. And then you pulled it back one. How can you pull it out two if you can't pull it back two? So that's question number one. But Od, another reason why you can't say like Rava said, because it says Osav and Makom Kodosh and Afresh and Makom Kodosh, you can't say that it takes it out completely of Machne Yisrael, because it says Lo Sucha Lecho B'Sharecha. It says B'Feirus, you're not allowed to eat it in your gates, meaning in your cities. Well, of course, B'Karecha B'Kol Nafshav Ksiv, right? Ksiv. It says in the pasuk that you can't eat Kachin Kalim outside the Chomos of Yerushalayim. But no, B'Feirus, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. How do you have a Havim to say when outside the Chomos of Yerushalayim? So therefore, Elam Achbarshim to Gabaye, we learn it like Gabaye. Again, how do we learn like Gabaye? Osa talks about the Mincha is the Makom Kodesh. That means everything else is pulled out. It's pulled out one level. So right away, our starting point is to have these shlamim, right? These shlamim in the sorry, toda, right? right? The Torah in the Kachet Kalim are eaten in the Machne Leviyah. And then you have the next pasuk of the Machne Torah pulls it out into the Machne Yisrael. Okay, next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continue the Kachet Kalim. Shlamim Kachet Kalim. Shlamim are also Kachet Kalim. And this, what's going to be the difference in the Shlamim is the time allotted to eat for an extra day. You can shecht it anywhere in the Zohar, meaning even in the south. Right? We had the, again, the Mizbeach was this way. We had a focus of what north is, those three things. We also in the south, you can even shecht the Shlamim on this side. I guess that's the Tevish side of the Zohar. Right? The Chomach Mazar, the Damon, Taon, Shema, Taon, Shinab. Again, two sprinkles that equal four. Nechol and the Cholir. They can be eaten, well, we just learned. But the Chalak can be eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. The Chol Adam, they could be eaten for any person, even non-Kohanim. The Chol Michael, you can prepare it anyway. You can roast it, you can cook it anyway. You have that day, the night, and the following day. 2 days and a night. You can eat it. That's the difference. Again, and Hamura Mehem, what's left over, what's separated, which is the Chazah and the Shok, which is given to the Kohen, that's Kayotze Mehem. That's the same halakas as the Karm itself, means Nechol B'Chalir, B'Chol Michael, Shneyom, B'Lai Le'echad. But the only difference is that that can only be eaten by the Kohanim. Ela Shemuram, Nechol Kohanim, but including the Kohanim there is the Meshayim, the Nehem, Vavadeyim. It can be eaten. Okay. Now the Mishnah said that the Makom of the Shechita of the Shlamim is any place in the Azara. Now the Gemara is going to want to learn what the Makor is. What's the source for that? So Tana Rabbanan. Have a Brisa. The Brisa to the brain that three times the Torah, it says, when it talks, three times the Torah talks about Shechita Shlamim, it mentions the words Ohel Moed. Right? Ohel Moed, I believe, is the Heichal. Right? That's the structure. Right? That's the Ulam. Yeah, that's the Heichal. So Tana Rabbanan. Ushchato Pesach Ohel Moed. That's number one. You should check the Pesach Ohel Moed. Number two, it's right. The pasuk there is imin abakar u'makriv shchato pesach moed. Then it's that's the vayikra gimel. Then it says that's pesukim alef and beis. Then pesukim zayin ches it says im kesef u'makriv es karbono. It says the shachar also lifei olam moed again olam moed. Then it's again it says in pesukim yud beis and gimel again it's all vayikra perak gimel. It says the shachar also lifei olam moed. What is that? So it says from these pesukim the brisa says lahachshir es kol haruchos bekachim kalim. It comes to machshir all directions, the Gabi Kachi Kalim. That the entire Azara, the entire courtyard, inside over there, the entire courtyard is kosher for Kachi Kalim, and they don't have to be Shmishkat, the Dafka in the north. I need a picture just to get orders. Okay. They get Dafka in the north. They don't have to be Dafka in the north. So the Gemara says, now that's all of the sides. But that's the three, that's east, south, and west. What about north? How do you know it's to be Shechita in the north? What's it's Kaba Homer? The Gemara says, Kava Chomer Tzafon. I don't need a pasuk. I have three psukim that teach you three directions. And then I have, what about the fourth direction of Tzafon? I don't need a pasuk for that. Kava Chomer. Why? Kava Chomer le Tzafon. Ma Kachi Kalim shlo hukshu with kol ha-rufos. Kachi Kalim, which are not kosher in all the other rufos, but only in the north, right? Hukshuru with Tzafon. So Kachi Kalim shlo hukshu with kol ha-rufos. So Kachim Kalim, which are kosher in the other three directions. Right, the other three areas of the base of Medosh, Eno Din, Shoshu B'Tzafon. Kava Chomer, they should be Shnichshar in the north. Rabbi Glezer Omer, no. He says, no, Lo Nemar Kosses El Lahashu Tzafon. He says, no, we have the Pasuk to teach me. He doesn't learn this Kava Chomer. I need to learn out north for Shlamim, even from a Pasuk. Okay, why? Because he could say, Yochol, I could have said a different way. Halo Dinhu, I could say the following Din. I think that my focus now is, Rabbi Glezer is not talking that. It seems from the first Kava Chomer that we're talking about Kedusha levels. Kachet Kachim is more Kadosh, Kachet Kachim is less Kadosh. So the Tzafon is more Kadosh, so if the more Kadosh, and the more Kadosh, the less Kadosh can also be more Kadosh. I don't think, if to reject the Kava Chomer, you have to say you're not talking about, levels of Kedusha. He's talking about that the Torah was specified certain areas that are for certain Karbanos. It doesn't have to do with levels of Kedusha. Otherwise, the Kava Chomer is like, it's perfect Kava Chomer. And he says as follows. He says, I can learn the following Kava Chomer. Yoko halo dinhu. I can say the following. I can say that the dinhu that Tzafon is pasul for Kachet Kalim. Because I can say, ma Kachet Kalim shenuchshu b'chol haruchos, by Kachet Kalim, that it's kosher for all the other ruchos, lo hukshur makoman eto Kachet Kachim, those three ruchos are not sufficient for Kachet Kachim, so Kachet Kadashim shalo hukshuru elam Tzafon, so Kachet Kachim, that it didn't say that it only is allowed to do the north, Eino din shelo hukshir mekomel esol kachikalim. and it should be the din is that Karcha Kala can't be shifted in the north. Again, because it can't be talking about levels of Kedusha. It has to be talking about specific, the Torah says the specific places. The Torah says that specifically these are the three here, and the Karcha Kala aren't here, so therefore it doesn't go where the Karcha Kala goes. I think that's what the Rashash says. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the way to learn it. Therefore, he says, so how do I know the Karcha Kala could go in the north? He says, Hamalomar, one of the Pesukim, it says the Pesukim, Ushkato Pesach Oel Moed, Lipnei Oel Moed, and Lipnei Oel Moed, that teaches that Shkitas Kacha Kalim are Kasher B'Sofa. So bottom line is, they will both learn out that Shkitas Kacha Kachim are Kasher in the north. So Gemara says, B'mai Kamitzlagi, what are they arguing about? Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, B'mai Kamitzlagi, Maka Merabi Tanakama, B'chad Nehanach Kroa D'maisi Tzofo Mekama Choner. Let's see, the Tanakama, what is he? He doesn't need one of the Pesukim for the north. Okay, so what is he adding with the other pasuk? That doesn't mean, because he learned it out from the north. But he was just learning out north from one of the pasukim. So what's the machlokus? The Tanakama has an extra olamoi to learn. Right, he says, Makarabi Tanakama, Kana had a crud that might be something called a comer. The Asr Miglaz will name a low tarred mine, the crud will suffer. Herlez says, no, you need a pasuk. So that extra pasuk, what does Tanakama do with it? So Gemara says, what's the argument? So he says, Tanakama Savar, Tlusuk Krog Sivik. There are three pasukim when it comes to the Indian of the Kachikala. Kad legufe. One is to teach us the legufe, teach us the following halacha, the nivoi pesach oel moed. That the oel moed, which means the doors of the heichal, have to be open when you shech the shlamim. Major machlokas, we showed him as to whether it applies to the shlamim or applies to all the korbanos. Now basically, the first pasuk of ushchato pesach oel, nivoi pesach oel moed, to teach us that you need the doors of the, have to be open first. Look at Rashi. That he shefted the shlamim before the doors were open. It's not considered a good shita. So right away, Shita Mekubetzes and other Tosos, they asked the following question. Look at the Shita Mekubetzes. I don't know what number it is. It's a shlamim. It's also from a Tosos in the Erevin of Tafim. The days, you all remember. He says, wait a second, the halacha is, forget that a shlamim shechted before the door opened is possible. What's the first korban that's brought every day? Tamid! So what are you worried about? And when did they shecht the tamid? Only after they opened the door. So what are you worried about? Right? That was, it says, Ve'im Tomar, typically, the nishchatu kodem ha-tamid shel shachar. Right? Right? Ve'amina minayin shel dover kodem ha-tamid shel shachar. Tamal omar, ve'arach ha-ola, ha-ola, ola rishona. That has to come first. So what are you worried about? A bunch of answers. Shita Mekubetzes brings an answer. He says, maybe that's only a mitzvah, not Likuvim. And that's answer number one. Then he says, brings it from the Tosos, and I think the Tosos enough with answers. He says that the idea that it can't be before the Ola means that it can't go on the Mizbeach before the Ola. But maybe Shechet before the Ola. It's talking about Shita, not being mocked. That's another answer. A third answer is that Ein Hachanami, you're right. What happened? They closed the doors in the middle of the day for some reason. They closed the door. Maybe they're doing construction or something like that. They closed the doors. It was open first. They did the tumen. They did a whole bunch of things. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they started to close the doors for whatever reason, and then you did the shlamim. So that's a problem. That would be a problem as well. Okay. There was a door. I mean, during the day, you'll see the Gemara. During the day, there was a curtain, but yeah, there was a door. They closed it every night. In the morning, they blew the shofar, and they opened it. The Mishnah Tamid talks about it. They were at the door. Right. The Vekker had it. One of the Vekker's draws was to open it. Right. Right. So the Gemara then says, that's what he learns for one pasuk. That's the Tanakam learns from one pasuk. That, right? Then V'chad, one pasuk, Lahashir tzadim. The next pasuk is to be machshir the tzadim, which is what? The sides. Rashi says, Lahashir tzadim, ko rochav azara, the entire width of the azara, the lo tema keneged pesach dafka. Because it says pesach oamoed, you would think it could be anywhere in the north, it could be anywhere in the heifel, but only if it's flush with the opening of the oamoed. Comes the next pasuk to say, to teach the pesach, Lahashir tzadim. And even on the entire east side, right? The entire east side, right? The ulam here, the entire east side, which is in the picture which would be this entire side beneath the Mizbeach. I don't have the picture. That the entire, oh, look at the picture in Rashi. So the entire east side, the whole, that whole 135 amma width of the Azara. And then what's the other one? Pesach Omoid? Lipsol Studik Studim. The Pasol Studim are good, but Studik Studim are not good. So my focus, what Studik Studim are, Rashi says that Studik Studim mean like the Lishkos that are in there also, that open up into the Azara, check in the Lishkos, that's no good. Tosa says no. Tosa says if you look on the picture, Studik Studim are like the entire side to, okay, so I'm thinking what it means is that why don't you photocopy for everybody? Why don't you photocopy for everybody? Rashi has a picture also. So the study tzadim according to Tosis would be the side, you know, to the west of that of the ulam, right? You see on the side, it's the hechal is like a strip. So on the south and north, but to the west of the ulam, that's study tzadim according to Tosis. It says olamoi. Pesach Olamoid. No, but it would be the entire north. It would be the entire strip from all the way down, even to the east side. However the width of the door is, right? However big the width of the door is, that entire corridor would be kosher. But Kachikachim, why not? It would be north. It would be everything there. Pesach goes. Stripped down, and so down here is east, and then to this side is north. Yeah, but part of it's in the north, part of it's in the south. It's in the middle. Okay, Chad the Psul Tzadim Tzadim. Okay, and therefore, what the Tzadim wants to do in the north, Lo Yitzdrach Kra. I don't need a pasuk. Why? Because that is Kavah Komer. Rabbi Lazar Stavri says no. Chad the Gufei, like we said, Chad teacher has to be. When the doors are open, then we buy Pesach Omoed. Chala Hashir Tzafon. One is to be Machshir Tzafon, and Chala Hashir Tzadim. And another one is to be Machshir Tzadim. But he doesn't learn a pasuk with Tzadik Tzadim. He doesn't need a pasuk to teach about the Lishkos. Tzadik Tzadim, it's Rechra, because it says Lipnei Omoed. It has to be Dafka Lipnei Omoed. I need a pasuk to teach with Tzadim, but Tzadik Tzadim are so to the side, it's not close to being Lipnei Omoed. Exactly how it works. You have a good question, because the door opens. Right, so the door opens. Yeah, but the Pesach, according to the picture, the Pesach is right down the middle. So there's a south side and a north side to it also. But the Pesach comes to teach us. The custom teaches that is, as long as it's studim also, it's studim of that whole ulam. So it's the whole thing, the whole portion of the Azara that is, I guess, east of the Pesach of the Heifel. Okay. Now the Gemara says, fine. Look at the following. One place it says Pesach Olamoid, another place it says Lipnei Olamoid. What's the difference between Pesach and Lipnei? So Mashna Hacha, why in one pasuk does it say Diksiv Pesach Olamoid, or Mashna Hashem, and the other pasuk it says Diksiv Lipnei Olamoid? So what's the halacha? So Kamash Halach in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He comes to teach us, this is the source for the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this is what we just said before, that Shlomim Sheshchaton Kodem Sheyifaschu Daltos Ahichal, any Shlomim that was shechted prior to when they opened the doors of the Heichal, which is interesting over here. Here it's a Sheshachton. So that gets rid of one answer of Tosos that we mentioned in Tosos. And it also says, Kodem Sheyiftechul Daltos, before they opened, which means they were never opened, which also gets rid of another answer of Tosos. Anyway, so Shlom is Sheshachton, the Kodem Sheyiftechul Daltos Heichal, Psulim, their Pasol. So now the Pasol says, Ushchato, you have to shecht it, Pesach Olam Moed. Pesach Olam Moed means, Bizman Shehu Pasuah, when it is open. Again, I said before that Rashi says that this psul is said dafka l'gabei shlomim, but by shlomim it says v'shachtu pesach olam moed. But by shar karbanos it doesn't say this. But Tosros, I think it's Tosros in Yoma, says that it applies to all the karbanos. Okay, that's fine. Now. Right, so Bizman Shehu Pasuah, Velo Bizman Shehu No. Okay, Itmar Nami, we have another Amoraic source that says this halacha. Amar Mar Uku Bar Chama, Amar Yosef Bar Chanina, Shlomim Sheshachan Kodon Shiftu, Gifstu Daltos Eichal Psulim, any Shlomim that are shechted prior to when the doors are open in the morning, they are Pasul, Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Ushechato Pesach Ol Moed, Bizman Sheh Pesach Ahechal Pasuah, Velo Bizman Shehu No. Can't be closed, can't be locked. So, Marava Masne Hachin, after Israel, they learned it in this follows. Amr of Yaakov Bar Acha, Amr of Ashi Shlomim Shishatan Kodem Shitab Dafas Hechab Sulim, and in the Mishkan,
what was Mishkan? They didn't have a door.
They didn't have a door in the Mishkan, but they took it up, they opened it, they put it up, and they put it down. So the Mishkan called him Shamidu Levim as a Mishkan, Ula Achar Shiyitko Levim as a Mishkan. So Shetet, before the Levim put it up, or after they took it down, then it is possible. Shetet, any time the Mishkan wasn't built, then it was possible. Okay. The Gemara is now going to ask, what's considered an open door, what's considered an open closed door? What's an open door policy, what's a closed door policy? Gemara says, Pshita Muga. It's Pashut that if the Pesach Heil is closed, but it's not locked, it's Kina'o Dami. That's still considered locked, still considered closed, and therefore Shlomim that are Shechted, where the doors are closed, but not locked, are possible. But the Gemara is now going to ask, is Vilon Mai? What if there's a curtain down from the opening, right? They open a door, pass it to the Pharaoh, that's a pretty curtain. If that's down, is that considered that it's closed or it's open? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Hu Atmo Ein Nasa Elokit Pesach Pasuach. The Vilon itself, Tosa says, look at Tosa. Tosa says, Shavilo Mishameshes Asur Litzniyus Ba'alma, Shlo Yistatu Behechal V'shash Shlita, the Imishum Achar Shlita, where you follow this Gorat Latos. The Vilon itself is done for what purpose? It's not done to close the door. It's done so they don't gaze into the Eichal, where they won't be distracted what's going on. So it's not done, the purpose of the Vilon is not to close the door, versus the Vilon is just to, for Tzniyus purposes. So that's considered open, right? That's considered open. Gemara then says, that's what the Gemara is saying. The curtain is drawn to be set off the heichal from the azara. That's considered that the heichal is still open because the whole purpose of the curtain being there is not to close the door, but it's so people won't be distracted. It's not considered closed. The door is open, but the curtain there. Wherever it was, you had it, like the fancy Aron Kodesh. You open up in the Yogizra, you open it, and then there's another curtain. Right. Because you can't see it. And the Gemara says, Gova Mai. What if you have something, I don't know, you have some sort of mound, dirt, or something like that's placed, for whatever reason, it's placed right in front of the door. And now you can't see it. Gova Mai. So what's the story over there? The Tosas asks, wait a second. The Tosas says, Gova Mai. It's a good question. It says, Hey, Gova Fashud Hepsi, can take the negative bath. The Mizbeach itself is 10 amos high, right? And we saw yesterday, it's all the way to this way, it's blocking the middle. Post asked that question. They said, maybe that the Mizbeach is Tzorech Karbonos, maybe that's an answer. I have to answer why the Mizbeach itself is not considered. Okay, so go b'mai. So Tashma, trying to bring the following up, Raya. Desanya, we have a Brisa, right? It's a Tosefta. Here is a Tosefta that says as following: Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpishin Hayu BeBeis HaKhalifos. There were two openings in the Beis HaKhalifos. What are the Beis HaKhalifos? Look at the picture in Rashi, or in the picture in Artro. If you have, the front of the ulam has that extension, right, at 15 amos on either side, and at the corners they were making those are the Beis HaKhalifos, and they kept them the knives, right? Switching knives is considered a chalof, is called a knife because it switches from alive to dead. When you use it. Base Khalifin. Okay? So they had this pishpesh, this sort of like opening on the side of the base Khalifos. What was the purpose? And right? And it was the Gova Shmona. It was 8 amos high, this opening. Kedei lahakshir as Azara Kula. So we makshir the entire Azara, which means even the Azara to the back, where the ankle is, all the way to the back on the western side. We makshir the entire Azara for two things. Number one, Afilus Kachi Kachim, which is a shy, quick question. Kachi Kachim doesn't need to be seen. That's the whole point. But fine. Kachim, to allow you now to eat, to chef on those sides, on the western side of the ulam and the heichal. So the Gemara says, my lad, the ika kamayu shmone. It says that there were 8 amos high. So my lad, the kavanah is that there's something 8 amos before those psachim. I don't know Mar says, lo, the Gibu in Shmona. They themselves were 8 amos high. The Havamina was that these things are something 8 amos blocking it, and yet it's still considered open. They know the actual thing, the opening was 8 amos. That they made the opening itself was 8 amos. There's no raya about our Gova. That was our original question about what's a Gova that a Hefsek. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You say that the fish machine themselves were 8 amos. So Meshvei, how can that be? Kol Hasha'arim, Shahayusham, all the gates in the base of Midrash. Govin Esrin Amma, the Rochman Esrin Amma. They have to be, they're 20 Ammas high and 10 Ammas across. How can this one be 8 Ammas? They said, no, Pishpish and Shani. fishermen are different because they're not made for a gate, right? They're not made to go in or out. They're done for some sort of way to allow there to be an opening so the rest of the base of the Mikdash can be considered a place where you can chef kashi kalim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. You just said that you have these pishmishim that open towards the back of the ulam that allow you to chef to the west. But wait, but what about to the north and the south? If they're open just to the back, so they go straight out this way, but that alone allows the western part to be in the ulam, to be in the ulam, they have to be considered part of Pesach Olamoy. What about expand to the side? What about to the north and the south? So he says, well, you could sold him. He says, no, the possibly the Karen's of this. They weren't put straight in the back of the thing. They were put on the corners like this. They went like this. They opened it this way. So therefore, they opened to the south and the west. They opened to the north and the west. And therefore, that entire back part of the Azara behind the Ulam and the sides of the Heichal, you could also chef touching towers. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we never answer our question. So the Gemara now says, okay, what about Achori Beis HaKaporis? What about behind the Kachi Kachim? So look at the picture in Rashi. So you have behind the Kachi Kachim, right behind there, that whole point from there to the western wall. Well, I don't know if that's the quote, but the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash, that 11 Amos behind the Beis HaKaporis, how do you know that the Pishmashin allows you to shut over there? So Gemara says, so Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Bar Yehuda, Amar Rab, Lu Katon Haya Achori Beis HaKaporis, it was like this hole. Small little window, I guess, that came out from behind the Kachay Kachim, right? We skip the Gopish Manas. Kedela Hafshir Hazara, take out this Kachay Kachim, Kedela Hafshir Hazara, Lishritas Kachay Kalim, the Shech, the Kachay Kalim. The whole point is that the Kachay Kalim had to be Shech, the Pesach Olamoy. So we're trying to make all these openings in order to make it Pesach Olamoy. So now that you have, the hole behind the Kachay Kachim, and I guess there's another hole behind there also, that you can see, since you can see in from that area, that becomes Pesach Olamoed. He has good pictures here also. He says there have to be two windows because the Kachay Kachim is in the back, but besides that, there's also that next Kachay Kachim, but they also have a fire, the Ula. There's got to be another window, a flush window behind it as well, so that you can see in, and therefore you can chef Kachay Kalim even at that, in the 11 Amos behind the base of Kachay Kachim. And behind the Ksiv, and about this wall is the Pasuk and Divrei Yamim, that everyone knows the Pasuk and Divrei Yamim. Okay, it says that the pasuk is talking about that they put shomrim by in the base of Midrash next to all the openings. So it says, "And shnayim lepar bar, two shomrim stood right by those windows. Shnayim right my lepar bar. What does it mean lepar bar? Amar Rava bar Rav Shila, Shimon da Amar klape bar. That these shomrim were standing outside. They were sitting outside." Behind the Kotel, the Hegel Kotchi Kotchim, which means behind the base of Kaporis, behind the Kotchi Kotchim, that's where they stood. But bottom line is, we didn't answer our question, right? Let's realize that. Our question was, what's the story regarding a Gova? If you have this mound of dirt or trees that are in the middle of the doorway, is that considered open or not? We try to bring a Raya from the base, from the Shnei Pishmishin in the base of Khalifos, and then we digressed to talking about the base of Khalifos, but we never answered, I don't think we ever answered that question. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.